This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. 7 containers of goods being imported from Chinese border points Delhi, rhino census to begin from 22nd of March, and hospitals in Brazilian cities close to collapse due to COVID-19 cases. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned today after passing the condolence motion of the former lawmakers. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. With the resumption of border points closed due to Chinese LOSAR, import of goods has increased in a noticeable manner daily. According to Concerned Customs Office, 7 containers of goods have been imported daily from the border points with China with the resumption of the transit points. Goods from ready-made clothes to construction materials are being imported from Tatopani Customs Office, Sindhupaltok and Rasuagadi Customs Office in recent period. Chief of Rasua Customs Office Ramprasad Regni said that 7 container goods are being imported every day with the resumption of the border points. The border points, which was closed for long due to coronavirus, has come into one-way operation from November 2020. The District Court of Baitadi has remanded Dinesh Bhatta of Dogda Kedar Rural Municipality 7, Cheripani in Baitadi, who was implicated in the rape and subsequent murder of an adolescent girl, to a correction centre. Dinesh was accused of taking life of Bhagrati Bhatta of the same village after rape. The Office of Government Lawyer on Tuesday had handed him to the court. Baitadi Police Chief and Deputy Superintendent of Police Naren Prasad Adhikari said that the court had remanded Dinesh to correction centre as the accused was below 18. A single bench of a District Court Justice Tilak Bahadur Karki issued the order after hearing on the rape and murder case. Preparation was made to send Dinesh to a correction centre in Doti today. Bhagrati was found dead in a local public forest on 4th of February. One man died after being hit by a pickup van at Krishna Savaran Rural Municipality 1 in Saptari. District Police Office informed that deceased has been identified as Deepak Chowdhury. Deputy Superintendent of Police Saptari, Bhuvaneswar Prasad Saha, said his body has been sent to Rajbiraj-based Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital for post-mortem. Police have informed that an investigation into the incident is underway. The rhino census, which was suspended due to the coronavirus crisis last year, will be taking place from 22nd March this year. 4 parks in the country have the presence of rhinos. The census is taking place simultaneously in Chittoon and Parsa, while it will be conducted at different times in Bardia and Sukla Fata National Parks. The Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation had decided to launch the census from the Pratappura Parsa National Park, which has been kept under the Chittoon block. According to Department Information Officer and Environmentalist Hari Bhadra Acharya, the census will take place simultaneously in Chittoon and Parsa. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. China and Russia have announced plans to build a lunar space station. Russian space agency Roscosmos says it has signed an agreement with China's National Space Administration to develop research facilities on the surface of the moon in orbit or both. A statement from both countries' space agency says it will be available for use by other nations. It comes as Russia prepares to celebrate the 60th anniversary of its first ever manned space flight. The International Scientific Lunar Station will carry out a wide range of scientific research, including exploration and utilization of the moon. Health systems in most of Brazil's largest cities are close to collapse due to COVID-19 cases. The Rio de Janeiro-based institute said more than 80% of the intensive care unit beds are occupied in the capitals of 25 of Brazil's 27 states. On Tuesday, the country recorded 1,972 COVID deaths, a new daily record. Brazil has recorded more than 266,000 deaths and 11 million cases since the pandemic begin. It has the second highest number of deaths in the world after the US and the third highest number of confirmed cases. Thai Prime Minister surprised journalists at a recent press conference when he chose an unusual way to deflect their questions. When asked about a cabinet reshuffle, he picked up a bottle of sanitizer and began spraying reporters. The retired Army General has been in power since 2014 military coup and has a history of acting controversially at press events. In the past, he was caught on camera patting a reporter's head and tugging his ear, and once brought out life-size cardboard cut out of him to answer questions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Seven containers of goods being imported from Chinese border points Delhi, rhino sensors to begin from 22nd of March, and hospitals in Brazilian cities close to collapse due to COVID-19 cases. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.